If we ask, what is love? The place to look for the answer is Calvary.
The Bible tells us that true love suffers long and is kind and rejoices in truth. Elizabeth Elliot has experienced great loss, but her message continues to focus on the love that triumphs in the face of evil. Welcome to Gateway to Joy. Here's Elizabeth Elliot to share some of the lessons she's learned in her lifelong study of God's Word.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says, and underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend Elizabeth Elliot talking with you on this last day of Holy Week about Good Friday. This is Good Friday, a day which means a very great deal to many of us, and perhaps very little to others. If you belong to a religious tradition that pays very little attention to Good Friday, then I would urge you to think about some things that you might not have thought about before, some reasons for contemplating what Calvary means. I mentioned the other day my niece in Africa who happened to meet an American who had never met a Christian before, and he began to ply her with questions. And finally, he asked a very obvious question, what reason do I have to believe that God loves me? And Gallaudet gave the obvious Christian answer. He died for you. Well, today is the day that we commemorate the death of Jesus on the cross. And in these few minutes, I just think, how in the world can I say anything helpful or significant about the greatest thing that ever happened in human history, the worst thing that ever happened in human history, which has been turned into the best thing that ever happened in human history? The cross of Jesus Christ, the point at which all history came to a thundering halt, and then redemption history began. Our strongest instinct, our greatest longing as human beings, is life. And we don't just long to be kept alive, we don't just have that instinct for self-preservation, but there's a constant longing for larger, richer, more intense life, fulfillment, that word fulfillment. We hear that so much. Well, I just didn't really feel comfortable there. I didn't really find much fulfillment in that kind of a job. My life doesn't seem very meaningful. Life is boring. Life is so routine and so humdrum and such drudgery. I want some fun. I want some reality. I want some variety and excitement and fulfillment in my life. Anything that looks like a diminution of life, we abhor. We don't want to miss out. Are you making sure that you've got everything that's coming to you? I remember my husband, Ad, telling about when he was a counselor at a boys' camp. One mother delivered her little boy to the camp, and the last thing she said to him as she was getting into the car was, make sure you get everything that the other boys get. Well, that's a fairly normal human desire, isn't it? And how many times have you heard your children say, well, how come he gets so-and-so? How come he gets to stay up? Well, because he's 2 years older than you are, that's the reason. Oh, I like Irma Bombeck's reply when one of her children said, how come I have to do this job, or whatever it was, washing dishes or something? And Irma Bombeck's reply was, because you're the only one small enough to fit in the uniform. She's always got an answer, doesn't she? But we don't want to miss out on anything. We don't want to lose. We don't want to deny ourselves. We certainly don't like put-downs, how easily we feel put down. But the word is, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. It puts a pretty different light on things, doesn't it? We're not here to save ourselves, but to spend. And Ugo Bassi, in his wonderful sermon in the hospital, wrote these words, which you've heard me quote before, and this will not be the last time you'll hear them. I have them right over my desk in my study. Measure thy life by loss instead of gain. Not by the wine drunk, but by the wine poured forth. For love's strength standeth in love's sacrifice. And he that suffereth most hath most to give. Those words apply so literally to our Lord Jesus. He did not measure his life by gain, but by loss. Not by the wine drunk, but by the wine poured forth. And as one of George Herbert's poems says, what my God feels as blood, I taste as wine. Love's strength stands in love's sacrifice. Can you think of a picture of love that even comes close to the power of the picture of Calvary? If we ask, what is love? The place to look for the answer is Calvary. The strength, the mighty love that was poured out on Calvary. Do you know that gospel song? Years I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified, knowing not it was for me he died at Calvary. Grace was greater there, and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary. Oh, the love that drew salvation's plan. Oh, the grace that brought it down to man. Oh, the mighty gulf that God did span at Calvary. Not saving himself, but spending himself. He that suffereth most hath most to give. And I think all of us know that that's absolutely true in the lives of other people. We can look at the people whose lives have most profoundly affected our own. And they're people who have suffered. Their strength stands in their sacrifice. Their sufferings have given them something to give to the rest of us that they could not have had without the suffering. If we search for knowledge, action, strength, health, mental vigor, influence, and power, and there's nothing wrong with any of those things, but if that is our prime desire in life, we're going to find, even if we achieve them, that they turn out to be vanity and vexation of spirit without Jesus Christ. Because he said, I am life. My life verse is Philippians 1, 20 and 21. Verse 21 says, to me, life is Christ. And that's what I aim at. I'm sure that I can't possibly say that from any kind of success or achievement or final experience, not close to the sense in which the Apostle Paul would have said it. But it is my goal, it is my aim that my life is Christ. And on this Good Friday, we look forward longingly toward Easter. But Friday had to come first. Friday, that dark day when the Lord of the universe, the infinite majesty, the Prince of Glory, was stripped and nailed to a cross. That had to come first. Death has to precede life. And so it is in the spiritual life. This is the key. To me, life is Christ, but that life is only received at the cross. God so loved the world that he gave. If you're looking for more life, better life, meaning, satisfaction, and freedom, if you're one of those who's asking the question, is this all there is? I'm here to tell you that there is a small gate that leads to life with a capital L. And there is a hill called Calvary. And there was a day 2,000 years ago when an obscure Jewish rabbi who had made his contemporary religious leaders very angry with his claims and demands was nailed to a cross of wood with real iron nails through the hands that had made the world. Nailed to a cross of wood. He was the one who made the trees. He was the one who made the iron and the world. Well, if you've never come through this little gate to this hill called Calvary before, come now. And for you who came long ago, remember Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. On this Good Friday, let's take stock of how much we have understood our identification with Jesus Christ in the surrender of our rights. We can't pour out a whole life all at once, but drop by drop we can give it to God as he asks for it, whenever he wants it. Is there a place where you're reserving certain rights for yourself, fearing to let them go? Mark that place with a cross. And a glorious resurrection, new life, joy, and freedom will come.
Anything, if offered to God, can and will become your gateway to joy. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.